Alléluia, 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 Alléluia.
Those who sow in tears will reap with cries of joy.
Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. But beware of people, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in the synagogue, and you will be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved. Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Today we celebrate the Czech Vietnamese martyrs. It's amazing that because of the martyrs, the Vietnamese church today is growing. Four of the priests working in Hong Kong are from Vietnam. They were sent to us because there are many, many vocations. It's fruitful because of the merits of the martyrs. Martyrdom is not only by time of persecution. Martyrdom is to suffer for the sake of the Lord. Maybe ordinary things. We may be persecuted by people. Some people hate you, don't like you. If you revenge, that hatred comes in. Martyrdom is to say yes to the will of God. That means to say, bless those who persecute us. Pray for them who hate us. The martyrs are the one who sacrifice their life for the sake of love, for the sake of truth. One of my friend, I met him some years ago when I was attending a meeting in Vietnam. The Bishop Van Tran, he was a bishop of Nha Trang. After the 1976 movement, the whole Vietnam becomes communist. So that bishop was put into prison. The bishop was kept in prison for 7 years. Afterwards, he shared his experience. He said, "You're never angry with the gods. You always smile to them, give them warm welcome." Eventually, most of the prison guards become Catholic. After 7 years, he was relieved from the prison. He went to Rome, and eventually he became a cardinal. Pope John Paul appreciated his life in Vietnam, offering his life for the sake of faith. By the time he was in the prison, every day he used a small piece of bread and some wine given him by the parishioners. So he said Mass every morning in a cell by himself. In the evening, the small piece of Eucharist remained. He made an adoration for an hour. This is how he passed his 7 years in the prison, in solitude, only with Jesus. But in his heart, there's no hatred. So when he was free, he was completely a normal person. He never hated anybody. I met him afterwards sometime and was at a meeting in Taiwan. I saw him very normal, always smiling. I just learned from him one important thing: love, unconditional love. Just entrust everything in the hand of the Lord. Then you will have peace. Martyrdom is not necessarily die of yourself, but to sacrifice with humility, with patience, with trust in the Lord. So we are all the saints, the martyrs of Vietnam, to pray for us. So we always be truthful to our belief, always ready to forgive and to bless.